Sometimes you just have to marvel at the ingenuity that some people possess, and then the ridiculous things that they choose to expend that ingenuity on. So we're coming to the end of October this week, and we're starting to head into the warmer season, just not in the next couple of days. The weather's not looking great, which means that treats such as ice creams, once the warmer season really hits, are going to become much more in demand. Now, let me paint this picture for you. You're in need of a sweet ice cream treat. You see the golden arches of Macca's in the distance, so sweet oasis, yes! You pull into the drive-thru. What would you like today? Come through the speaker. One McFlurry, please, you say. Sorry, sir, the ice cream machine is broken. Now, that is enough to break your spirit, but one man has decided to do something about it. A software engineer has put together a bot which is able to track whether ice cream machines are working at Macca's restaurants. Now, this is just in the US at the moment, but hopefully he can take this worldwide. Rashik Zahid, he was inspired after this happened to him when he wanted a McSundae at a Macca's in Berlin, only to find, of course, the machine was broken. So what has he created? McBroken. It's a website that displays a map of the US with every single Macca's marked on it, either with a green dot, that means your ice cream machine is working, or a red dot, it's not. Now, Rashik's bot, it works by placing an order for a McSundae or a McFlurry every 30 minutes via the McDonald's mobile app. Now, that app doesn't allow you to add ice cream products to your basket if the machine at the restaurant isn't working. So, this bot is placing nearly $20,000 US worth of ice cream orders every half an hour, though none of the orders actually gets placed and no ice cream gets wasted. Now, looking at the website right now, you can see that in the US, as we currently speak, 9.92% of ice cream machines are not working. That's 18.18% in San Diego. Lift your game, San Diego McDonald's. What are you doing? Unfortunately, it's not available outside of the US at the moment, but speaking to The Verge, a tech website, the 24-year-old Rashik said, I was like, this would be pretty interesting for Germany, but it would be amazing for the US, which is basically the capital for McDonald's. I just made it for fun, and people have been like, wow, this is the best thing of the entire week. Yeah, I mean, people's standards are pretty low in 2020. Rashik, do the right thing for all of us. Bring it to Oz, particularly for our summer. We need McBroken. Genius.